Colleges are supposed to provide an open exchange of scholarship and ideas, but some conservatives argue they are centers of leftist bias and political indoctrination. In one of the culture war's major fronts, conservatives are pushing for a so-called academic bill of rights to discourage discrimination against conservative points of view. Critics say the movement is a dangerous effort to impose political quotas on academia. NPR's Anthony Brooks reports.
Recently, a group of students at Brandeis University, just outside of Boston, held a coming-out week. The timing was ironic because it coincided with a heated debate in the state legislature on same-sex marriage. But these students, who say they're victims of discrimination, aren't gays and lesbians. They're Republicans.
We definitely believe that on this campus there are a lot of closet Republicans. Many people will come up to us quietly and say, oh, this is really great.
Adrienne Camier is a senior and co-chair of the Brandeis Republicans. During Coming Out Week, she set up an information table in the student center. There were American flags, Bush-Cheney posters, and literature about liberal bias that Camier says infects Brandeis.
I attended the class with one professor, and I chose not to take it because of his political views. He is probably one of the most liberal professors on this campus. He informed us on the first day of class that our grade would be based on how he felt we had grown in our political beliefs.
Camier says that professor also called students who participated in a pro-war rally last year freaks. She and her fellow Republicans have embraced conservative author and activist David Horowitz and his so-called Academic Bill of Rights to respond to what he calls a liberal bias in the liberal arts.
This is a big problem. Conservative students are second-class citizens at our universities, and this is wrong.
Among other things, Horowitz says universities should not hire or fire faculty or grade students on the basis of political beliefs. The bill says courses should offer a variety of political views to promote what he calls intellectual diversity. He's brought his campaign to legislatures in several states, including Colorado, where Horowitz and conservative students testified.
And at the hearings, the student described a midterm exam. You had to write why George Bush is a war criminal. The student wrote why Saddam Hussein is a war criminal and got an F. The Academic Bill of Rights is there to protect students from these abuses.
Horowitz says the problem is that social science and liberal arts faculties are dominated by leftists. But academics like Stanley Fish disagree and say the Academic Bill of Rights is the problem. Fish is dean of the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences at the University of Illinois at Chicago. He says Horowitz's idea of intellectual diversity is flawed.
That is, it's a value, as he puts it forward, that is driven by the idea that there should be political balance on faculties or in the content of courses. But neither faculties nor courses are, in fact, political agencies. So it's an imposition of a political requirement on an academic context.
Fish rejects the idea that professors' politics determine how they teach. And he says conservatives are fewer on campuses because they choose other careers, not because of left-wing bias.
As a dean, I've interviewed hundreds of candidates in my college. I couldn't for the life of me tell you anything about their political affiliation because the hiring process is so scripted that there is no room for any such inquiry, which would be illegal at any rate.
But some Republican lawmakers across the country are backing Horowitz's campaign. For example, the Georgia Senate just passed a resolution urging the state's universities to adopt the Academic Bill of Rights. Lawmakers heard from students like Ruth Mahatra, a sophomore at Georgia Tech. Mahatra says a liberal professor discriminated against her after she told the professor she was going to attend a conservative political conference.
When I told her what it was for, she said, quote, "You're just going to fail my class." Since then, since getting assignments returned, you know, I have received failing grades.
Mahatra has filed a grievance, which a Georgia Tech spokesman wouldn't discuss. But Georgia State Senator Eric Johnson says lawmakers sent the state's universities a clear message with a resolution that is non-binding, at least for now.
The Senate is concerned about what they are hearing from the students about political bias in the classroom. But we're better off saying, guys, you better take care of it yourself, or we may in the future step in and put something into law that says, unless you do this, we're going to cut off funding.
And that's the problem, says Stanley Fish of the University of Illinois. He says this could ultimately curtail academic freedom by inviting the government to monitor who teaches what on campuses.
This monitoring could only result in the imposition of political requirements, not academic requirements, political requirements.
Back at Brandeis, David Horowitz was the guest speaker for Republican Coming Out Week. He railed against women's studies and African American studies and leftist professors who he says use schools like Brandeis to stifle conservative views.
This is just a disgrace to an institution like Brandeis, which has many, many fine scholars in it. You can't get a good education if they're only telling you half the story, even if you're paying $40,000 a year.
About 50 students listened politely, including the handful of campus Republicans who applauded the message. But Jacob Cohen, chairman of Brandeis's American Studies Department, objected. Cohen says he shares many of Horowitz's political positions, but he's always free to express them on this campus. And he says Horowitz's message to conservative students is wrong.
He encourages students into a kind of feeling of victimization, when in fact, if they really analyze the real daily opportunities to learn varieties of points of view and express themselves freely, they would in fact get a much better education than if they constantly felt themselves assaulted by this left-wing conspiracy to deny any kinds of free speech on the campus. That is such a distortion of this university and I think of many universities.
This debate will no doubt continue in the months to come. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives are pushing for a federal bill of academic rights, as legislatures in several other states consider similar measures. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.